Hi, everyone. Time now to preview this Week 7 matchup against the 49ers with Voice of the Broncos and News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan. Dave, this Broncos team, let's start with the Broncos defense. They've seen a lot of mobile quarterbacks so far this year, but what have they not seen that Colin Kaepernick's able to do?
Well, Kaepernick's a guy that, not only can throw it, he threw for over 300 yards last week in that win against St. Louis, and that was the first time this year he'd done that. But he's an explosive runner. I mean, Russell Wilson is a very nimble, quick athlete that can buy himself some time. Kaepernick can turn a play into a 50-yard gain. He's got that kind of explosive speed. So, plus, he's 230 pounds. He's right. A big, strong athlete. And so I think Denver has to be cognizant of the fact that you want to keep him in the pocket as much as you can. You want to have gap integrity when you're rushing the quarterback and not get out of those lanes and make that guy stand in the pocket and throw the ball more often than he tucks it and runs.
This defense is said each week is a learning experience with all these new parts. Have they gotten to the point now here at Week 7 they can accept that challenge here at home, and maybe this is that next step towards becoming the defense everyone thought they could be when everyone came in this offseason?
I really like the way they're playing. I mean, you looked at what they did last week in New Jersey. They held that Jets running game to 30-some yards rushing. People said, well, the Jets are just bad. And then the Jets go on the road 4 days later and put 200 yards rushing against the Patriots in Foxborough. So I like the way the Denver defense is coming along. If you look at them statistically and compare them to San Francisco, and even though San Francisco's had a lot of injuries, everybody talks about how great the Niners' defense is. Listen, the Broncos' defense, statistically speaking, is very comparable to the San Francisco defense. I mean, both of those defenses, in about every category that you would look at, are top 10 defenses. And in some categories, top 5 defenses. So, to me, this game coming up on Sunday is going to be a game that may very well be decided by the defensive side of the football, even though it's two marquee players in Peyton and Colin.
Yeah, some of the players have said in the locker room, the last few weeks they've heard so much about the opposing defense. Hey, look, start talking about us. You referenced the Jets game. Some have discounted what the Broncos did on the ground because the Jets basically dared them to run. But regardless, they ran for over 100 yards. Do they have to do the same this week? And how do you think the Broncos react to what they saw last week against New York? Maybe think you may see something like that considering the quarterback they have in Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I think defensive coordinators stay up very, very late at night trying to figure out ways to stop Peyton Manning in the offense. And it was an interesting bit of coaching by Rex Ryan. At times a three-man line, dropping eight, and covering up wide receivers with linebackers. And so very, very creative stuff. And I do think you can't be hard-headed enough that you're going to try to throw against no matter whatever the defense is. So I think Denver did a smart thing last week. They were patient. They put Paul Kornick in the game as the second tight end, even though it's a tackle, and they ran the ball. And there may very well be games in which at times in those games they have to do the same thing. It's all about managing the ego, I think, of the quarterback and the offense in general. And to me, that's really no problem here in Denver.
Yeah, Peyton Manning close to breaking Brett Favre's record, but I think he said now for the last few weeks he doesn't care if Ronnie Hillman carries the ball across the goal line 4 times, as long as they get that win. You can see the Broncos in prime time on Sunday Night Football, and if you can't get in front of a television, hear Dave Logan and Ed McCaffrey call the game on News Radio 850 KOA. Dave, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
Good luck again tonight. And, of course, plenty more coverage of the Broncos getting ready for the 49ers on DenverBroncos.com.